Hi, you're listening to Two Booked Up, a podcast about business and personal development books and the conversations they ignite. I'm Shelley Tonkin-Smith.
And I'm Rowena Mabbott. Today on Two Booked Up, we're discussing a new book, The Lazy Genius Way. Embrace what matters, ditch what doesn't, and get stuff done by Kendra Adachi. Being a lazy genius isn't about doing more or doing less. It's about doing what matters to you. To support you to do this, Kendra outlines 13 principles for becoming a lazy genius.
It's our first episode talking about this book, so in today's episode, we'll provide an overview of the 13 principles covered in the book. Let's get started with a bit of an overview of The Lazy Genius Way by Kendra Adachi.
The idea behind The Lazy Genius Way is to be productive without sacrificing peace of mind, using the 13 principles Kendra outlines, which are designed to help you focus on what really matters and let go of what doesn't.
Yes, and that what matters piece is the heart of what it means to be a lazy genius. So there could be a misconception that this book holds some kind of secret to doing incredibly amazing genius stuff. So like I can picture being a combo of Einstein, Mary Poppins, and my favorite Leslie Knope, while you just sit there lazing on the couch. And that's not going to happen. I think Kendra would have been making millions more if she'd figured out that secret. But instead, in the introduction to the book, which I love, by the way, I love Kendra's actual tone of voice in this book. It comes across so beautifully. She's like this sassy big sister. But in the introduction, there's a continuum about being a lazy genius. And on the one end is caring too much about everything. So that's the genius end. And then on the other end is not caring about anything. So that's the lazy end. And the irony is, you'd think the lazy end would be easy, but both extremes take massive amounts of energy. So we want to be in the middle of the continuum, and that's what the lazy genius way is. That's where we're genius, but only about the things that matter, and then lazy about everything else. So when I say you're in the middle, it's not about being mediocre. It's about going all in on the things that matter.
But how do we do that? By applying the 13 lazy genius principles, of course. So Shelley, can you kick us off with the first one, please?
All right. So principle one, lazy genius principle one, is decide once. This is a really great principle. It kind of sounds obvious, but it is life-changing. So the idea behind decide once is to eliminate decision fatigue. We are making so many decisions in our lives every day, and each time you have to make a new decision, you're using energy. So if you can make a decision once, you can save all that energy. And this runs from deciding on kids' gifts to deciding what you're going to wear for the day. The next lazy genius principle is principle two, and that is to start small. So if you are taking on a change in your life, if you want to introduce a new habit into your life, then you want to start small. We tend to always start big, and I know this is true of myself. I get enthusiastic when I want to make a change or start a new thing, and I take on too much. I make it too big, and what happens then? I get overwhelmed, and I'm sure that's the same for many of you. So if you are introducing, say, a new exercise routine or something like that, Kendra Adachi even says, start embarrassingly small so that it doesn't even feel like you're doing the thing. It actually takes more effort to not do it than to do it. So her example in the book is doing a one down dog every day instead of trying to fit in, I think it was 4 30-minute yoga sessions. And that was the way she got into a regular yoga practice. So principle two, start small. Ro, what's the third lazy genius principle?
Thanks, Shelley. Principle number three is one that I absolutely love, and it is ask the magic question. And the question is, what can I do now to make life easier later? So this is the big question. It applies for most of us in our life, but it can also work in our business. So the question is, what can I do now to make life easier later? And Kendra uses some beautiful examples in her book, including things like getting the pot out for dinner at 4 p.m. So maybe before she picks her kids up from school, she will get some of her dinner out, but she won't actually make the dinner. She might just get the spaghetti pot out and get the spaghetti and put it on the bench. And maybe she'll fill the pot with water. And so she's making life easier later by doing things now. And the examples in the book are often kind of food related, but it is such a great question. It's a brilliant principle. So asking the magic question, what can I do now to make life easier later? And then Lazy Genius principle number 4, live in the season. So part of this is naming the season that we are living in, remembering that it passes. And so because it's going to pass, enjoy it. That is being happy where you are right now. Or as Kendra says, and I quote, living in your season means letting your frustrations breathe, but not be in charge, end quote. That idea is about saying the frustrations that we each have at various times of our life, we are allowed to express them, but let's not let them run the place. So they can let them out, but don't let them take over. This is also about looking at the season that we are in, whether it be the actual season or the season of life we're in. So part of that is about saying what season you're in, what's the next right thing to do. So Shelley, can you share with us what the next principle is?
Yeah, so Lazy Genius principle number 5 is to build the right routines. And I absolutely love Kendra's take on what a routine is. She says that routines are on-ramps for somewhere else. They're not destinations. So you can kind of just picture going onto the highway and going onto that on-ramp onto the highway. The highway is where you want to be. That's where you're traveling. The routine is that on-ramp to get you onto the highway. So the idea being with the routine is that you want to let the routine serve you, not the routine itself. So here what we can do is we can look at times of the day that are friction-filled and tricky for us and go, all right, how can I on-ramp myself and to be more prepared for that particularly tricky time? And that's what you build a routine around. So obviously a morning routine is an example of this, of just on-ramping yourself into the day. It's not the actual morning routine that's the destination. It's about what you accomplish after that morning routine. And then Lazy Genius principle number 6, kind of all of these principles do complement each other. Number 6 is to establish house rules. So here we can look at things that you are doing in your house, like putting your school bags in cubbies and have a rule of that we have shoes off in the house. For little kids, it's like the house rule is we pack away one lot of toys before we get the next lot out. And this one is sometimes difficult for me as a rebel, as you'll know from the previous episodes that we did on Gretchen Rubin's 4 Tendencies. Rules sometimes sound like hard for me, but Kendra framed it so nicely, even for me as a rebel. She says the aim of rules is that instead of being enraged and protective, so like you're getting cross because people are manipulating you or like not being considerate and trying to protect people and going, oh, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. That's not the point of rules. Instead, the point of rules is to be engaged and connected. Rules help us to connect with the people in our lives, and it also helps us to connect in a way that each side kind of understands the boundaries. There's a safety to rules. And so I think this is one of the principles that I want to just adopt a little more in my life.
Nice. Well, the next principle, principle number 7, is one that I am working very hard to put in place in my house, which is put everything in its place, which of course means everything needs a place. Now, Kendra talks about in the book how the clutter in your home could mean that you have too much stuff. And she certainly doesn't go about saying we all need to become minimalists, but rather she suggests we could probably benefit from better stuff habits. And her big message here is about everything having a home. And so it's much easier to tidy up and to keep things kind of organized if everything has a place to live. And so put everything in its place means put everything back where it belongs, but also everything has a place to live. And so it seems a pretty simple philosophy and a simple principle, but it can be quite important when you're thinking about managing a household, parenting our kids. So it's a great principle. And it does also lend itself to relating well to the previous principles. So Kendra's principles are all quite interconnected. Speaking of connection, Lazy Genius principle number 8 is let people in. Now, this is an important principle because we can't live without connection and community. So Kendra uses some examples. She talks about inviting people over. Don't apologize for any mess or the fact that your food's not quite as flash as maybe, you know, other people have served. She also suggests that we shouldn't wait to be in crisis before we ask for help. So this principle, let people in, is about sharing more vulnerably with those people around us who we really are. And it does tie back a little bit to one of our previous episodes when we were talking about the four tendencies, about knowing ourselves well enough to then be comfortable sharing who we are with those around us and letting people see that person. So it's a really beautiful principle to let people in, and it's also important for connection and community, as Kendra shares. So Shelley, can you share with us the next principle?
Yes, so Lazy Genius principle number 9 is a nice practical one. It's called batch it. So you want to batch all your tasks of the same kind and do them in an over and over kind of mechanized process. So laundry is one example, to like actually batch your laundry process. And the other one is meal planning, is a great example of batching in the home. Of course, this really works very well in business, because the idea behind batching is that context switching all the time is, again, energy sapping. You get tired when you are doing emails here, then doing some deep work writing there, then you're researching here. If you're doing all of those different things at the same times, your brain gets tired. So you kind of want to get a batching process. It's kind of a picture like a factory assembly line, and energetically that just feels more efficient and your brain and your body can operate in a more efficient way. So that's Lazy Genius principle number 9. And Lazy Genius principle number 10 is essentialize. And this one really, I think, gets to the heart of one of the core sort of ideas behind the Lazy Genius way, is to name what really matters. So the idea of essentialism comes from Greg McKeown's book, Essentialism. And as Kendra says, if it isn't essential, then it's just noise. It's just the noise of life. Then that's the stuff that makes us tired, that overwhelms us. So we want to eliminate the noise and get the signal through. And naming what matters shows you what is essential. So once you name what matters, you can then start essentializing and removing what's in the way. So she's kind of got 3 steps here. Is she starts with naming what matters. Then in step 2, you're going to then remove what's in the way. You're removing the noise and you're keeping only the essentials in step 3. But as with all things, like we did right in principle number 2, is that you want to start small. So when you're essentializing, start small.
Absolutely. So yes, leading on from essentialize is principle number 11. Go in the right order. So once again, there are some steps here. So the first one is remember what matters. So again, thinking about what really matters, and we need to reframe the situation. So the second step is to calm the crazy. So in this instance, we say, what one thing can I do that will most calm the crazy? And then the third step is to trust yourself and remembering that you are the best person to know what you need. Now, this principle, go in the right order, is great for when we're in those situations where life feels a bit overwhelming. And so very much this go in the right order principle is designed for when life gets a bit chaotic and hectic. And then it's about bringing it right back to first principles, back to what's essential. Remember what matters. That's first step. Reframe the situation. Then we have to say, okay, how do we calm that crazy right down? The third one, I think this is really important, is trusting yourself, knowing that you are the best person to know what you need in that moment. And so sometimes in the moment, what you might need is to step away or some rest, which links us beautifully to principle number 12, which is schedule rest. So if you want to embrace what matters, you need mindfulness to do it. You need to really have identified what it is and you need to be mindful. And if you want to get stuff done, you need energy to do it. Now, both getting stuff done and being intentional require rest. They're fueled by rest. You need that rest to be able to restore and to then move on. So Kendra really beautifully encourages us under this principle number 12 of schedule rest to develop rhythms of seasonal rest, weekly rest, daily rest, and soul rest. And she talks about each of those in the book. She also reminds us, and this is, I think, the key message here for all of us, is particularly as mothers, so when we're parenting, but also as business owners, that rest doesn't happen on its own. You have to schedule it. Okay, Shelley, over to you. Can you share with us the last principle of the 13 principles?
Yeah, well, I love this one and just ties up all the principles so nicely. Principle 13 is to be kind to yourself. So it links in with what you've just said about rest in principle 12, because the thing is, it's a book about self-improvements. It's a book about productivity, about getting things done. But I think we need to be kind to ourselves as we improve. We need to accept ourselves just as we are and not sort of see ourselves as a project. So we need to love ourselves, because it is hard to accept love from others when we're not loving ourselves. So I think this is also a key message of the Lazy Genius Way. Kendra says it's the Lazy Genius Golden Rule, is that you are your own friend. Be your own friend. And here again, there are some steps. Value who you are now. Do something kind for yourself today, not just for your future self, but for yourself today. So that's a challenge that you can take from this podcast even. Go and do something nice for yourself today. And then step two, reflect on who you are becoming, your future self. Know that you haven't arrived there yet. Otherwise, really, it wouldn't be any fun. It wouldn't be a growth journey. And then number three, step three is to celebrate. So celebrate every small win or accomplishment, no matter how big, no matter how small. All of those deserve to be celebrated, because unfortunately, our brains attach to negative thoughts and negative ideas, things that we didn't do so well. So we need to give our brain really conscious, intentional cues to celebrate those positive wins, big or small. So those are the 13 Lazy Genius principles in the Lazy Genius Way. And I really loved the book. I love that you could take principles and apply them more broadly. And so in next week's episode, we're going to be applying these principles to life in general. We're going to be taking each of the principles and then diving into a few examples from our lives of where they've showed up in our lives and how we've actually used them to improve our lives. So Rowena, can you close off this episode with your overall impression of the book? Let's wrap things up with maybe a key takeaway that you've had from the book.
Okay, so I enjoyed reading the book and I appreciated the simple concepts that Kendra shares. For me, the ideas represented were actually pretty familiar. As we've mentioned, they're quite similar to Essentialism by Greg McKeown, and in many ways, not particularly dissimilar either from Do Less by Kate Northrup, which I know you and I have both read, but we haven't talked about on this podcast. But some other books that are of those similar vibes. I do think this book is particularly useful for parents of young kids, because I think there's a lot of really practical advice in there. And I remember that had I read it when my kids were maybe 10 years younger, I think this would have been really very, very valuable. And I would say that reading it from a business perspective, I did feel it was less applicable as a business or career kind of book, because most of the content is geared, as I said, towards parents with really young kids. Of course, you can extrapolate and you can definitely kind of take all of this and say, how do these principles apply in your business, which we will do in a subsequent episode. But if you're looking for direct examples and you want to purchase this book, this is probably not the book that's going to give you a direct business example. All that said, the one thing that really stuck with me is that ask the magic question, what can I do now to make life easier later? As I shared, that's been my biggest take-home message and I've been using it. So that's probably the best kind of gift from the book. But I guess if I had to summarize the key message of the book, I actually think Kendra does it quite nicely in one of her quotes. So I'm going to share a quote directly from her, which is, as you create systems around what matters, don't focus so much on the end game. Instead, think about how you can continue to grow comfortable in your own skin and enter a room with confidence and calm. End quote. And my entire coaching business is about helping people feel confident and calm. So needless to say, that particular summary of the book really resonated and I love that idea and I do believe that her book really does deliver on that. So how about you, Shelley? What's your impression of the book?
Yes. I think as I was reading, a lot of things I thought, oh my goodness, this sounds exactly how Rowena and my husband Garen run their lives. A lot of things sound simple, but for a person like me, it was really helpful to have them spelled out. And, you know, I do think that just because a principle is a simple principle, it doesn't mean that we apply it in our lives. I think we sometimes shy away from the simple strategies. They can actually be the hardest to implement. So I really appreciated that it gave quite practical steps for implementing these really wonderful strategies to make my life more of this lazy genius way. I think the idea of being a lazy genius resonated with me too. It was a great reminder for me to go look at what matters and go all in only on what matters and then be lazy about the other things. Like I have permission to be lazy about those other things. So it reached me at a really good season of life, I think, too, with my kids being the ages that they are. As you say, there's a lot of examples for families with younger kids. So I really enjoyed the book. I'm quite a huge Kendra fangirl after reading this book. And look, yes, not all the examples are totally relatable to me as like a South African, as a homeschooling mom, because Kendra's not a homeschooling mom. And so that's why I actually really love that she's framed it around principles. And then it's up to the reader to apply those principles to their own lives. So my key takeaway from the book is this quote, we need a filter that allows us to craft a life focusing only on what matters to us, not what everyone else says should matter, end quote. And I've found the lazy genius principles to be this excellent filter for me to apply to so many different facets of my life, far beyond just the examples that Kendra gives in the book.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so we hope this summary has you thinking about how you can be a lazy genius. So Shelley, before we conclude today, can you share with our listeners, what are you reading right now?
So at the moment, I am reading Kendra Adachi's other book. Her latest book to come out is called The Lazy Genius Kitchen. So she takes all of her lazy genius principles and she applies them specifically in the kitchen. Because as she says, that kitchen is the heart of the home. We have to eat every day. And a lot of she talks about the domino effect in the book. And a lot of the dominoes start falling from the kitchen. And it's a really lovely book. I've got the hardcover book and it really looks very pretty and it's a joy to read. And it really takes you through specifically these lazy genius principles in the kitchen. So enjoying that one. And how about you, Ro? What are you reading at the moment?
Well, probably not all that dissimilar, but it's very much in that decluttering and essential kind of approach to life. And it's called Less Stuff by Lindsay Miles. And it's subtitled Simple Zero Waste Steps to a Joyful and Clutter-Free Life. And what I really love about this particular book is that it's incredibly practical. So instead of saying, oh, you just declutter this thing, she actually goes chapter by chapter and walks you step by step through each thing you need to do. And it's kind of basic, like it says, now wipe down the shelves, that kind of stuff. But it's quite nice because it sort of is a really simple, practical, almost like a handbook for living that simple, clutter-free life. So I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, sounds fabulous. And I think a nice one of like going in the right order and like just taking you by the hand in an overwhelming situation, I think for many of us, decluttering is.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very much on the start small, you know. It's very similar from some very similar principles are coming through, which is nice too. It's always fun when one book feeds from the other. All right. So, Shelley, that wraps up our episode for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. So let us know your thoughts and how you're lazy geniusing your life. You can find us on Instagram. I'm Rowena Mabbott on Instagram. And Shelley, where can everyone find you?
I am Shelley Smith Creative on Instagram, where you can comment on the post for today's episode. And you can also find the podcast's website. We have a website with all the previous episodes at twobookedup.com. So that's T-W-O, bookedup.com, because there's two of us.
Yes, and please tell your friends about us and about Two Booked Up. Send them to twobookedup.com, or you can also find us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
And then please subscribe to the podcast or follow us on your podcast player. That's the best way to get all future episodes of Two Booked Up.
Thanks so much for joining us on Two Booked Up today. Bye for now.